Hi, and welcome to this audio training lesson from Speak More Clearly on how to pronounce words with the TW consonant cluster. First of all, if you don't know how to say the W properly, then learn that. And then after that, practice the T and the W together. TW. So first you put your tongue tip up on the bony, in the middle of the bony ridge, up behind your front top teeth for the T. And as you drop your tongue tip down to finish the second part of the T and make the air, at the same time you begin to move your lips forward for the W. Your tongue drops down, your cheeks move in as you move your lips forward, and then you drop your jaw a bit for the W. So tw, tw, tw. Okay, so let's practice some words. And while we're doing the words, also pay attention to which syllables are stressed and which are de-stressed. So follow my intonation, my melody, and if I do a short vowel instead of the long vowel that's written there. So the syllable stress as well. So the first word is twist, and that has ST at the end as well. So you've got TW at the beginning, ST at the end. So I don't want to hear twists. You have to put the T in. Twist. You'll just have to get your mouth used to it. And if you were saying it with past tense, it would be twisted. Twist. Twisted. So I'll say it again, twist. And the next word is twins. So you've got N to Z in that one. So you've got TW at the beginning and NZ at the end, two lots of consonant clusters. Twins. And again, twins. The next word is twirl. Now, if you're doing the British and Australian accent, there is no R in there. Well, it's written, but you don't say it. For the American, you do say the R before the L. So be careful there because it's R, L. So American, twirl. And British and Australian, twirl, twirl. Okay? Twirl. The next word is tweak, and make your k with lots of air, otherwise it becomes short, tweak, and it isn't tweak, it's tweak, and the e is said long enough, please. Tweak. Twilight. And again, twilight. Tweezers. And the American here is tweezers. Tweezers, tweezers, and don't shorten your E, so it's not tweezers, it's tweezers. Give the E its correct length. The next word is twitch, twitch. The next word is 20, 20. And the next one, 12, 12. So the L is 12. It's not a, it's a dark L, so it's not all the way up. 12. The next word is twinkling. 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 And the G is not pronounced in the NG. Twinkling. The next word is Twitter. If you're doing British and Australian, the ER says the schwa sound. If you're making the American, it's the short R, the de-stressed R sound. Twitter for the American and Twitter for the Australian and British. The next word is tweet. Make the E long enough and aspirate your T at the end. tweet. And the next word is twig. Twig. And the next word is Twinkie. This is a particularly American word. It's a small American cake, they tell me. I haven't had one yet. Twinkie. Twinkie. If you are having trouble saying the TW at the beginning of the words, slow down. Make the T, then make the W, and go really slow so your mouth can coordinate itself. And if you're even having trouble at that level, just go T, winkle, T, whist. Make a pause between the T and the W. And do it over and over until your mouth is used to putting them together. Okay? Next word, twinge. Twinge. So the G is saying J here because it's followed by an E. Twinge. So you've got N, J, two consonants together at the end. Twiddle. Twiddle. And the L is a dark L. There's a training lesson in our free pronunciation tips on our website on how to produce the light and dark L's. Twiddle. Twiddle. Okay, very good practicing. Now we're going to do some sentences. If you're just learning to do the TW, and it's tricky, do the words over and over for a while and only then move on to the sentences. If you don't have any trouble with the TW, use the sentences as just more practice material. Practice, listen to the intonation, listen to the melody, listen to where there's a pause. Practice stressing the main stressed words and de-stressing the de-stressed words. So, for instance, they twirled and twisted between the tables. So and becomes and, and the becomes the. They're the two unstressed, they're not stressed words, they're not important. The others are clear because they're stressed. They twirled and twisted between the tables. So I went, they twirled, you can hear the intonation goes up and down, and twisted up and down. Between the tables, not as up and down. They twirled and twisted between the tables. And the next sentence, the stars began twinkling at twilight. And again, the stars began twinkling at twilight. So it's not at twilight, it's at twilight. The A becomes D stressed. It's not important. The stars began twinkling at twilight. And the next sentence. Did you see what she tweeted? And again, did you see what she tweeted? So copy my intonation as well, because it's all part of sounding natural in English. Next one. Are you on Twitter? And again, are you on Twitter? He felt sick after eating 12 Twinkies. And again, he felt sick after eating 12 Twinkies. So there's a little pause after sick. He felt sick, that's one phrase, after eating 12 Twinkies. Listen for the phrasing. It's all part of the stress and rhythm and intonation of English. He felt sick after eating 12 Twinkies. We told the twins not to sit around twiddling their thumbs while everyone else cleaned up. So thumbs, slight pause, next phrase. We told the twins not to sit around twiddling their thumbs while everyone else cleaned up. Copy the melody. Last sentence. After running the marathon, After running the marathon, his calf muscle twitched and he felt a twinge in his ankle. And once more. After running the marathon, his calf muscle twitched and he felt a twinge in his ankle. So wherever there's a comma, that's the end of a phrase, you have a slight nanosecond of a pause. In the one above, we told the twins not to sit around twiddling their thumbs while everyone else cleaned up. I haven't put a comma, but you need to listen for where there's that slight pause, as if a comma should be there. Okay. Happy practicing and bye for now.